Dr. Rose Crossan joins us. A study published in the New Zealand Medical Journal is believed to be the first time coronial data has been used in this country to quantify the link between suicide deaths and acute alcohol use across the population. Rose, tēnā koe. My name's Dale, and thank you for joining us on Māori Radio today. Rose, tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
It's an interesting area to look at here, and accessing the coronial data. Sadly, our suicide figures, if we factor in alcohol, road deaths, also, it could make for even more alarming stats and reading. Share some cordial about the backdrop to this, please, Rose.
Thank you. Alcohol is considered a significant risk factor for suicide. In fact, the World Health Organization actually considers alcohol to be the second largest risk factor for suicide globally, behind major depression. But what we found in New Zealand was there wasn't a strong understanding of this association across the New Zealand population. And so we set about to do this work to try and understand a significant risk factor for suicide, and also in the hope that it could point us towards interventions or things that could be done to improve our suicide statistics in New Zealand.
Well, look, it makes for some interesting considerations too, because I've spoken with people who've spoken of the incremental suicide by using alcohol dangerously, and sort of don't give a stuff type of attitude, Rose. Look, you're very experienced in this area, looking at mental health addiction issues. So when we look at the coronial data, how has this been able to shed more light on the reality of our suicide statistics, right?
This is the first time that we've been able to put a number to it across the population. So what we've found was that 26% of people who died by suicide in New Zealand between 2007 and 2020 had a blood alcohol concentration that was over the legal driving limit for adults. So that was acutely affected by alcohol at the time of their death. Now, of course, suicide is a really complex and multifactorial issue. There are always going to be multiple factors playing into an individual's risk. But alcohol is a significant one, and it was important to try and understand this particular risk factor because it's something that we can act on. We have choices to be made as a society about our alcohol policy. It's something that we can do things about.
But we tend not to. It can be hugely harmful, and certainly the most abused drug in the land. There's no doubt about that. We have seen the launching of Heroru Whaipainga yesterday. Maybe you could tell us again, what's the backstory to the establishment of that kaupapa going forward?
I'm actually not involved in that work, so I'm probably not the best person to comment on it, I'm afraid. I think there's a huge amount of work that's being done across New Zealand, particularly trying to reduce the inequities in alcohol-related harm. And I would particularly point to Rawiri Devadatu's treaty claim. And there are pieces of work that are being done, but I think it's probably best for the project team to be able to comment on that. I'm not involved in that piece of work.
And my apologies too, because my eyes drifted down onto the piece of paper that I'm referring to. And of course, Anna Rolleston's talking to that one next, so my apologies.
That's okay, no, not a bother. I wouldn't like to steal her thunder at all.
Could be long COVID or something, I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm just a bit dusty in the head, Rose. My apologies there, sis. Hey, so we've learnt that alcohol is a significant contributor to over a quarter of suicides. Māori and Pacifica, and how are we looking in the data that you've been able to access now, coronial, and the Māori and Pacifica suicide rates are alarming? Will the inclusion of this data, as I say, make it even more alarming?
Unfortunately, it did. So, excuse me, I've actually got COVID at the moment as well, so excuse my slightly husky voice. So the Māori and Pacifica proportions of suicide deaths involving alcohol was also higher than the average for the New Zealand population. Now, this is a significant risk factor in populations that, as you point out, already have increased suicide rates. And I think this points to, it's just another piece of evidence pointing to significant inequities in alcohol-related harm in New Zealand that mean that we need to be taking action to try and reduce harm for everyone in our community and putting in place structural policy interventions that try to reduce harm rather than relying on sort of individual level interventions.
Road toll could be affected here too, because this seems to be a way to end it. Like I say, sort of drink crazily, don't give a stuff, foot to the, you know, pedal to the metal, and you end up as a statistics from a road toll, when in fact perhaps there should be more attributed to suicide rates. Your thoughts here?
It is certainly, the data that we used was only when the coroners had determined that a person had died by suicide. And obviously that's a very cautious process in order for that decision making to occur. Certainly there is a complex relationship between alcohol and other types of harm, including the road toll. And the factors that influence alcohol and suicide could similarly play into that. So things like alcohol can increase feelings of depression and despair, or of hopelessness. It can lead to a person being more impulsive at the time, impaired decision making. So all of those effects of alcohol both increase a person's suicide risk, but as you rightly point out, could also increase the risk of driving or having an accident while intoxicated, so that the properties are similar.
Is it the first time that the coronial data has been accessed for use in this way, Rose?
It's certainly, to the best of my knowledge, it's the first time that we've looked across the New Zealand population. There was an earlier report, I think about 10 years ago, that just looked at young people's, a section of young people's suicides and quantified the alcohol use. But to the best of my knowledge, this is the first time that we've looked across the coronial data across the population. And certainly I used data from 2007 to 2020, so quite a substantial amount of data to be able to make these conclusions.
And what will you do with that information? I mean, we're talking about it here in the media, but will you have some plan for it to affect change going forward?
I would certainly like to see change. As a researcher, I think it's really important that we highlight our recommendations and try and get this information into the hands of the right people and the people who can make decisions and try and influence evidence-based policy. So certainly, speaking to people like you is really important, but also, I will be sending this research to the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Health, and we have an opportunity at the moment in New Zealand because of Chloe Swarbrick's Alcohol Harm Minimisation Bill coming into Parliament to actually have this on the agenda, and I certainly hope that this research will contribute to and inform that upcoming debate about alcohol harm.
Really good to talk with you. Thank you, Rose, for sharing some kōrero about this interesting perspective, and wish you well with the work going forward. We've all got a vested interest in trying to do the best that we can, whether it's over-reliance on alcohol or emerging other sort of drug use, but it's something we need to be aware of and do what we can to try and make our people's lives as safe as we can going forward. Good to catch up with you, Rose. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe, te tuhine, ngā mihi.